This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Wednesday, July 30th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, the story of a young disabled swimmer from the Bloomington area who makes up for where he's lacking with heart. And we'll have the latest forecast for the Champaign-Urbana area. But first, a look at today's news. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is making another push for a statewide construction plan. The bill has stalled over the reservations of Blagojevich's political nemesis, House Speaker Michael Madigan. Sam Hudzik has more.
Blagojevich says he wants Madigan to attend a meeting this Thursday to talk out their differences on the construction bill, a plea the governor's made unsuccessfully in the past.
We've had several meetings over the last 8 months. Speaker Madigan's been invited to attend and has chosen to not attend. He has sent surrogates.
The other legislative leaders attend, Blagojevich says, so should Madigan.
We'd like him to participate, and we sure would like to have him there, and I'd be happy to cut his apples for him and get him a cup of coffee.
Refreshment offers aside, the governor threw some tough words Madigan's way. He blamed the speaker for budget cuts and accused him of planning an income tax hike. Madigan's spokesman called Blagojevich a confused human being. He says past meetings haven't been productive and the speaker won't be showing up on Thursday. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Athletic officials at the University of Illinois say they're taking the arrest of basketball player Jamar Smith on an alleged probation violation very seriously. The 21-year-old Smith turned himself into Champaign County Sheriff's Police yesterday afternoon and bonded out hours after State's Attorney Julia Reitz asked a judge to revoke his probation. Illinois basketball coach Bruce Weber said in a statement yesterday that he's upset to hear that Smith's probation was revoked and disappointed that the junior guard put himself in a compromising position. Reed says police noticed alcohol on Smith's breath when he and others gathered outside around a disturbance outside a campus town bar Friday night. She says no breathalyzer test was given. Reed says it may only take that police report to convince the judge to throw out Smith's probation.
It's a lower burden of proof than in a standard criminal case. It's more likely than not, as opposed to beyond a reasonable doubt. And if the judge determines that the terms of probation were violated, then the case gets set over for a resentencing.
Reitz says then the judge could decide to reinstate a tougher probation, call for jail time, or send Smith to prison for 1 to 14 years. Smith was serving a 2-year probation for an early 2007 drunk driving incident. He crashed a car into a tree, seriously injuring former teammate Brian Carwell. Smith sat out the last season. In 1981, Morton Grove made history by becoming the first municipality in the country to enact a handgun possession ban. 27 years later, the quiet Chicago suburb has made news again by becoming one of the first communities to repeal its ban. Morton Grove vowed to a June decision from the U.S. Supreme Court that affirmed the right to keep guns for self-defense in the home. Citing the cost of legal battles, Morton Grove and neighboring communities are rushing to repeal their gun bans, but others, like Chicago, are standing firm despite the court's decision. Even though Morton Grove's gun ban is 5 years younger than Washington's, it's considered the first in the country because the village is a municipality, whereas D.C. is a federal district. In recent years, some local groups have used the annual town meetings held each spring in Illinois townships to put advisory referenda on the local ballot. But now a new state law aims to block that tactic. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The annual town meeting is where the township board steps aside and the voters have a direct say in township government. But state representative and former township trustee Randy Ramey of West Chicago says in some cases special interest groups have tried to dominate the sparsely attended town meetings to push their own agendas.
They were on personal agendas, which really didn't have anything to do with townships. And since there was no set standards for the town meeting, it caused some havoc with how the meeting was run.
Ramey says that's less likely to happen now that Governor Rob Blagojevich has signed his bill into law. The measure requires that any new item brought up by voters at a town meeting only be considered at a later special meeting, and then only if it has the backing of at least 15 voters. Tom Abram of the Prairie Greens chapter of the Green Party says the new law restricts citizen participation in government. The Greens and others have used the annual town meeting to put advisory referenda on the ballot in Champaign-Urbana. Abram predicts efforts to put forward referenda through the town meetings will continue. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Bennigan's restaurants in Decatur, Springfield, and Peoria are still open, but the Bennigan's in Normal has closed. Bennigan's parent company, S&A Corporation, filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy yesterday. The Plano, Texas-based company says it has closed restaurants that it owns, including the Bennigan's in Normal. That restaurants owned by franchisees, including Bennigan's in Decatur, Springfield, and Peoria, will stay open. The S&A bankruptcy filing has closed hundreds of Bennigan's, tavern, and steak and ale restaurants across the country. The company says a court-appointed trustee will make future decisions about its financial affairs. Illinois' Department of Veterans Affairs hopes its outreach efforts will result in a few more visits to its regional offices. The Veterans Service Office in Urbana yesterday joined those around the state in hosting a first-ever open house for local veterans and their families. The field supervisor for the agency's Central Division, Richard Wood, says while their doors are always open, many aren't aware of it.
We do a lot of outreach. But unfortunately, there's not a week that doesn't go by that we'll have a veteran visit the office and say, I didn't realize you were here. A lot of times they don't act or they don't seek help until they just absolutely need it.
Wood says the Veterans Affairs Department has made a concerted effort to work with those who have returned from Iraq and Afghanistan. Illinois' department has become the first in the country to offer 24-hour toll-free assistance for those dealing with symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. The Illinois Warrior Assistance Program, which provides screening for traumatic brain injuries, was generated by agency director Tammy Duckworth, an Iraq War veteran who was injured while serving there. Wood says he expects the open houses to become an annual event. Indiana Senator Evan Bayh remains among those mentioned as a potential running mate for Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama. Obama and Republican John McCain are knuckling down to the work of choosing running mates with their nominating conventions just weeks away. Others mentioned for the vice presidential candidacies are Delaware Senator Joe Biden and Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius for Obama and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and former Ohio Congressman Rob Portman for McCain. A new report says Illinois has the most coastal beaches in the country with water samples exceeding acceptable levels of bacteria. The report from the Natural Resources Defense Council found 23% of samples taken in 2007 from Illinois beaches along Lake Michigan exceeded levels considered safe for swimming. Nationally, 7% exceeded the limits. Tests measure levels of E. coli, which indicates the presence of pathogens that can lead to illnesses. The report partly blamed overwhelmed sewage systems and cited seagull droppings at some Illinois beaches. The report notes that a state's high ranking doesn't necessarily mean it's addressing the problem. Illinois, for example, tests some of its beaches more frequently than many states. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. A lot of American swimmers recently watched the Olympic trials, dreaming of someday winning and going to the Olympics. Others have other hopes. Charlie Schlenker tells us about a Bloomington Normal boy who can't use his legs, but makes up for where he's lacking with heart and head and arms.
First, you finish the set and you're done. A set is like a race.
It's evening practice at the Redbird Swim Club in Normal. Coach John Almeida yells through the humid air and splashing echoes for the kids in the pool to keep at it. In the end lane, Trevor Tucci of Bloomington strokes back and forth. Trevor is waif thin, but has huge shoulders and a big chest for his age, tapering to a tiny waist. He's 8. Trevor was born with a hole in his back, and the spina bifida means he has no movement and little feeling below the belt line. Dad Mark says the family bought a house with a pool just before Trevor was born, so lessons were a priority. Trevor went into the water for the first time at age 4, It caught on.
The best thing I like is he can swim in that lane over there, and there's an 18-year-old in the lane next to him. They're all treated the same, and the camaraderie is unbelievable.
Trevor swims all 4 strokes, freestyle, butterfly, back, and breast. His favorite is freestyle and longer events. Most kids his age swim 25 meters, maybe 50 in a race. Trevor likes 100s and 200s. But not for any reason you'd expect.
It's a lot more funner because you get to flip turn. You get to flip turn in the water, the circle.
A lot of swimmers like race days, but don't like the drudgery of practice. Not Trevor.
Because you get to work really hard and you get a lot of energy. Sometimes if you, like, get bored, you might want to practice swimming.
Trevor swims about 1,600 meters of practice, call it within splashing distance of a mile per session. And he is surprisingly fast. He beats a few kids who have no disabilities now and then. Only once in 3 years had they seen another swimmer with a disability at a club meet. So Dad Mark says it was a real stunner when the family went to a meet for such swimmers in Michigan.
And they looked at me and asked how old he was, and looked at his times, and came back and said, you know, he's got a shot in the Paralympic swimming to go a long way. I couldn't believe it.
Trevor just set a national record age group time for swimmers with disabilities and won 3 gold medals and 4 silvers at nationals.
And I think as his muscles develop and he mature, it'll be fun to watch. You're going to move fast.
John Almeida has 4 decades of coaching experience. Almeida has helped 2 Olympians, 1 medalist, and a handful of national champions. He says those swimmers share something he also sees in Trevor.
I think it's from their heart. We just watch them and applaud. You give some work and you show their inside effort. Come from within each individual, and they always surprise you, and that's what he does.
The Paralympics are always held in the same city as the Olympics, just afterward. Now, don't go booking a slot yet for London in 2012, or dare we say it, Chicago in 2016, but Trevor shows promise. And Mark Tucci says it will be an interesting 8 years, maybe 4.
He always wants to improve. You know, he just goes and goes and goes. And it's really amazing, especially for an 8-year-old to have that determination, let alone somebody with a disability who has no legs. I mean, who's using all arms.
You have to remember Trevor is only 8. Dad may dream about Paralympics, perhaps blessedly just as yet. Trevor says he does not. His goals are both nearer and more distant than competing against other swimmers with disabilities.
Sometimes I have a dream about me making it to the state cut sometimes, or me, like, improving times or swimming.
10 and a 35. 10 and a 45. No break in between.
That's a tough task, though Coach Almeida says Trevor's example encourages the older swimmers. And the younger ones? Well, Almeida's a crafty teacher who uses the motivational tools that come his way.
Trevor's an inspiration for all of us here. When some of the little kids feel a little sore for themselves, I will tell them, Trevor's never sore about himself.
Trevor is calm as he talks about swimming. He's far more animated as he chatters on about the cool Tony Hawk video game and baseball and other very important kid things.
Like sometimes, like my brother, we'd go on the mat and like we'd play hand soccer.
Hand soccer? How do you play that?
Yeah, like there's like 2 people.
But he says there is something he wants others to know about it.
But even though you can't kick, you could still be a good swimmer.
Swimming teaches a lot about life. It teaches discipline and demonstrates hard work paying off. It teaches competition against oneself. But Trevor Tucci, age 8, offers another lesson for the rest of us. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, showers and thunderstorms are likely today with a high around 85. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 68. Partly sunny tomorrow, the high around 88. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low around 68 degrees. Mostly sunny Friday with a high around 92. Mostly clear skies Friday night through Saturday night with lows around 70, the high around 95. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Wednesday, July 30th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.